If you're looking for a UK vacation that will feel like a true adventure, that will take you somewhere wild and different, then Dan Greenwood from Max Adventure suggests a self-guided tour to Harris and Lewis in the Outer Hebrides.
These are the islands on the edge of the UK. They're the barrier between the North Atlantic, you know, the huge turbulent waters of the North Atlantic and the Scottish mainland. I love the fact that they take a while to get to. There's nothing better than I like than boarding a ferry on the west coast of Scotland or on the island of Skye and heading across to the Outer Hebrides. The journey itself is an adventure. Out on the deck, looking at the seabirds coming in. First, the gulls as you leave the port give way to the gannets as they're coming in, diving into the water, searching for fish. So, you know, you cross the turbulent Minch waters, frantically searching for the first fin to break the surface to signify a porpoise, maybe, or a pod of dolphins, or if you're very, very lucky, a minke whale. And then you arrive on incredible variation of islands in the Outer Hebrides. They do vary very much from, you know, south of Harris, obviously, you've got the islands of Barra and you've got the Ewis, but then these give way to the big rocky ridges of Harris. Ancient, nice rock, you know, spelled G-N-E-I-S-S. This is so old, it just sort of like emulates this incredible ancient mystical history of the island of Harris. Harris actually comes from an old Norse word meaning high ground. That's the highland area, and you can see it when you arrive there. And when you're actually on Harris, you overnight in a marvellous accommodation, very hand-picked accommodation, where you'll know you'll be very comfortable. We suggest the walks to do over a few days in Harris. Maybe you want to head across to Chaper Vale, where you can head up to the top of the peak and look out, and on a clear day you can see the remote island of St Kilda. Or you can look back and you can actually see right down to Barra, funnily enough, as well, and right across the Skye on a good day, even the cooling in the distance. And when you're at the top of these, say, the mountains of Chaper Vale there, you have a gorgeous view right across the North Atlantic. Once again, if you're lucky to spot some good wildlife in the waters like the dolphins and the whales. And then another walk we love is Rodel, relatively close to Tarbert, which means you can head down to a headland setting where you have a very good chance of spotting otters, which is always a bonus. After a couple of days on Harris, travel north into the island of Lewis, beautiful blanket bog centre. The landscape one might imagine of, sort of northern Siberia, I often think, when I'm up there. And you obviously get this differentiation in the landscape from coming from Harris north into Lewis, but you get the added bonus of a rich, ancient, historical background to the place as well. The iconic Callanish Standing Stones on the northwest, which are worthy of a walk in their own right, where you can step back in time to sort of walk in the footsteps of man 5,000 years ago. And then why not sort of follow this up with a walk to the wonderfully named Butt of Lewis, right at the top of the Hebrides, the most northerly point. We head out to the lighthouse and you're almost at a seabird city, where you get the seabirds sort of milling around on this almost the edge of the world.
When is the best time of year to go? Because the weather's not that predictable.
If you want to experience the beautiful flowers of the Macha. Now, the Macha is a very unique environment on the Hebrides, where shell-rich sand has blown in onto the coast, and it's basically neutralising the acid soils of the islands. And you get this gorgeous grassland which springs into a riot of bloom in sort of May and June, and so you get this gorgeous sort of floral beauty around the coastlines at the end of May and June. And obviously then this is when the seabirds come in. You get to see puffins, you know. All the birds come into the breeding grounds in May and June, and it's a great time to be there if you do like the wildlife. The basking sharks start to move through the water with this huge dorsal fin coming out of the water, feeding in the plankton-rich waters. And you get lovely, lovely long days. You're at such a latitude that it's not dark before 11 p.m. at night. So you get to enjoy a walk from first thing in the morning. You can take your time. You can walk long into the evening, see some beautiful sunsets, you know, after sort of 10 o'clock at night. It's absolutely amazing. I think the autumn's a very nice time to go, actually, as well. I like the fact that as you go later on in the autumn, the geese start coming in from the Arctic breeding grounds. And to watch these skeins of geese, when they come whiffling down in the evening to their roosts on the water, you know, onto the open areas of water and onto the to feed on the greensward, is a magical occurrence to see. So, end of May, right through to October, enjoy each different season and you'll get something great out of each time you go.
That's Dan Greenwood from Max Adventure. For more information, visit maxadventure.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.